A glow-worthy meditation, beholding the goodness. This is a great practice and sort of a remedy for when you can get caught in a negativity spiral, complaining about your life, seeing things through dark glasses, right? Let's bring in a new vision. And I want you to look around your house right now. Look around your room, your backyard, your airplane, wherever you are. And right now, I want you to see what's absolutely right with your world. So maybe you can hear me smiling right now because I'm looking out the window and there's just the most beautiful trees and they're moving in the wind. And it's a stormy morning, but the sun's starting to come through and this whole pack of clouds, gray and blue and white, even pink and purple, they're moving across the sky. And maybe you can hear in my voice a little bit of laughter because we forget. We get so caught in our tiny little egoic world where we are the center of the universe and we want life to give us things that make us feel comfortable and pleasured, and we want to avoid the things that don't. And yet, there's this whole world of beauty, this whole world of creation. No matter if you're in a tiny little apartment in New York City or a vast countryside in Switzerland, it's all beauty. So look around your room, look around wherever you find yourself. Take a moment to pause. Let your eyes wander where they want to go and what are they drawn to, seeing what's in the space. What colors are you drawn to? What textures? What intrigues your eyes? No matter where you are, even if you're in a jail cell, there's something that you can appreciate. The feeling of the fabric you're wearing. The hands can reach out and touch something. It might be a pen or maybe a pillow or a blanket or the grass. Or if you are in a prison cell, it could be the cold feeling of the bed, that bar. You might be in a hospital room. Can you look around and maybe it's the face of your nurse when she checks on you? I remember myself being in a hospital room and feeling the care of the doctors and nurses attending to me. They genuinely wanted me to be okay. Some of you may find yourself in a penthouse apartment, having everything you could ever want, the finest fabrics and clothes, the best food, and maybe the thing that you're appreciating right now is something so simple, like your breath. Spend a moment just finding an object, an external thing that you find really agreeable. I happen to be holding this really crappy pen in my hand, and there's something so sweet, right, about this object we take for granted, like a ballpoint pen. Our ancestors might have found this to be a magic wand. So find an object in your room and maybe pick one that doesn't really feel like it's good or special, and appreciate it. there's a little texture on this ballpoint pen where they've put the brand name, and you could kind of rub your thumb on that, and wow, that's really pleasing. And find an object you might not normally think as special and begin to pour some attention into it, some appreciation. Let your senses, whether it be, for me, it's more tactile right now. It might be visual for you. Some of you might be smelling something. What does a ballpoint pen even smell like? You could even taste it. Now, of course, don't taste anything dangerous, but otherwise let your tongue touch something that you would never touch. It's super fun. Feel the way your body does not judge the experience. It just knows what it likes and what it doesn't like. The body doesn't label it as a pen, actually, or whatever you have in your hands. But feel the way the body registers sensation, texture, color, smell, taste. Let the agreeableness and pleasure register within your body. How long does it take before you get pulled into the world of thinking? And you will, and we do, and that's okay. And you can just celebrate that you caught yourself thinking, and you can have a little smile and a little internal celebration party. I'm back into this moment with this object, with this sight, with this taste, with this touch, whatever it is, and I'm here. I'm feeling it really alive. So you can move on to another sense. If you've been doing taste, you might want to move to texture. Just keep moving through for the next few minutes. The last four senses: smell, sight, taste, touch. Hearing little tiny sounds, big sounds, subtle sounds, overt sounds. Feeling a deep appreciation for the sensual life we've been given. This beautiful, sensual life. It is indeed a feast of pleasure just to be here. Whether it's a penthouse or a prison cell. Feel the senses alive. Honoring them, giving them good food as we are doing right now, purifies our senses. And builds their potency to tune to pleasures that are non-addictive and healthy for us. You can do this all the time. This is truly the essence of Tantra. We sit to meditate, to prepare, to walk out into the world and also be in the state of appreciation and presence and sensuality. You can do this anytime, and it I find particularly helpful when I'm caught in my egoic story of what I want, what I need, what's happening that I like, what's not good. This practice takes us directly out of ourselves, and that's very, very good. And we need to go into ourselves, but we also need to go out. Especially if you're a longtime meditator or yoga practitioner, it's really good to go out, lest we become even more self-focused and self-obsessed as we go in. So please appreciate this world with me and use this technique and share it.